All right, I am Justin.
I'm Brad.
And
Michael, I believe, is in a witness protection program right now.
Somewhere. He's not here, that's for sure.
And we are the Cinema Guys.
Welcome to the show.
I'd like to thank Andrew for coming back again.
Andrew, you're basically a cinema guy now.
Pretty much.
You were a cinema lad for a bit.
This is what?
And you turned into a
three episodes now?
Teen.
I guess that John Wick 2 was now like the pubescent phase. My voice did crack a couple of times.
Guy. And one day we'll all be cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Love it. Anyways, yes, Andrew went and saw a movie. Like on a last minute whim for us too. Yeah. But this is what we're gonna see.
The Great Wall.
The Great Wall.
Starring the great Matt Damon.
Probably the most historical film I've seen in a long time.
I think it's completely historically accurate too.
That's why else would they build that wall?
Exactly.
It qualifies as historical fiction, for sure.
Definitely. what did you guys think of The Great Wall?
We're just going to jump right into
it
this week.
Let's just jump right in.
There's a lot to say.
Feet first.
So I went in expecting nothing. Whatever. And I actually enjoyed it. I actually thought it was really fun. Especially because I'm tired of a lot of action scenes that are like the same. And so I thought it was a little different. Some of the archery shots were kind of fun to watch. But really, I thought it was really pretty. And I thought the story was, at least somewhat compelling. And I liked all the characters. I liked it.
I thought it was really beautiful looking, especially in the first half hour, 45 minutes, because of the way it was set up with all these different colors and shots. But I felt like it kind of lost its way after that opening battle.
I went to see it in XD.
Ooh, and maybe you saw something we didn't.
So you don't know this, but midweek last week, I actually drove to Chicago. I went to see a concert, but as it turns out, Michael was actually in Chicago. He's not there anymore. He's been moved to another
location.
Another location.
He was found, so he had to move.
But Michael, apparently, The Great Wall was the last film that he saw before he left the harem. And so he told me that it was like an IMAX type film. Directed by Werner Herzog, and that it was really Matt Damon, like in China. It was a documentary about the Great Wall, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really just Matt Damon narrating and cutting back and forth between like historians from Oxford and Cambridge.
And he had a sweet like
about the Great Wall. So I was completely taken in and had no idea what to expect. And when I got to the theater, I was presented with these five pins.
Oh, he did
vivid colors.
He did get stuff from the theater. He got stuff.
Yeah, I got swag.
He got these pins with like the logos of the different kinds of Japanese.
Should have brought
Chinese warriors.
So yeah, as it turns out, it was a pin for each one of these five.
Yeah,
I was super jealous.
Purely historical armies.
Each color.
Yeah, and they have the little animal. They each have a different animal
as
well.
Like snakes and stuff.
So
that's pretty cool.
So that was actually, okay, so all kidding aside, that was actually kind of cool going into it because that kind of got me set for like, all right, there's a little bit of a mythology being developed here.
Yeah.
And then when kind of the first act unfolded with all of the pageantry with the different generals or commanders and just laying out the entire Chinese army with all the vivid colors and everything, that really actually hooked me. And I feel like, even though the rest of the movie, especially like getting, well, I don't want to spoil anything.
Spoil away. Spoiler alert.
There's one kind of penultimate scene, we'll say, with all that stained glass.
What?
Remember the tower where they're going up and the stained glass
and
light shooting through?
Yeah.
Was a really just kind of random, but really cool effect, I thought. Was very beautiful. So I thought, interestingly, like following up on John Wick 2, which was very beautiful and had a really diverse palette,
right?
Colors in its own right. I feel like that was probably the number one thing going for The Great Wall. So it was very heavy on aesthetics and kind of style without seeming too over the top, but it did lack a little bit. Once you got over kind of all of the vividness of it,
I liked it.
It faded for me.
There was a couple things I could not get over. I couldn't get over why they weren't better at fighting these things, because it seemed like they're like, you know, they had these different groups, the yellow group, the red group, the archers, the blah, blah, blahs. Then they had this blue group, and the blue group was supposed to be like, oh, man, these are like the elite ladies.
The base jumpers.
And they jump like off with ropes and hooks on them, and that's their big plan? Like, it would be more effective to take the long spears and throw them down than it would be to go down and stab and basically be chewed up. That didn't make sense. I thought if they've been doing this really
that was the only thing that didn't
for
make sense.
A thousand years, they should be better at fighting them. And I don't understand how they should have like, oh, here's 5 dozen ways that we've stopped them in the past. Let's see if any of them work. And if they went through those, said, oh, this group, they're not working. I'm like, oh, okay. They're trying the things they've always tried.
Yeah, because they come in waves. Why?
But waves of like millions.
I know
waves of millions.
They do mention that they adapt.
Right.
But you could try it anyway. Like,
yeah, well, what are they like adapting
the
to?
The part of the whole magnet thing that it was discussed, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but they never tried it.
Yeah, it probably said, doesn't work. It's a bad idea.
So this has been going on for 2,000 years, and they emerge every 60 years. So no one has ever answered the question of like, what's going on during those other like 59.99
years? Yeah, why don't they take
years?
Some of that dynamite and go while they're in hibernation or whatever and drop it down that hole?
Yeah. Why can't they send
sorry, you can't
their
come out.
Version
it's not 60
of the
years
Expendables
yet.
In there and just blow those guys up? Right, collapse they have the black powder. Why don't they
it's
just
true.
Go over there and pour like a few metric
or
tons of black
powder?
Why
don't they go and try to discover what alien craft brought them here and see if there's some cool stuff?
The black powder just seemed like an afterthought piece to throw in there to try to get.
We need
Willem
why
Dafoe
why are there
something.
Americans here? Willem Dafoe's character was
he
so
was a throwaway
stupid.
Character. Completely,
it was like
character.
What?
Willem Dafoe was like the brown shirt of the movie, right?
I don't even know why he was there. Really.
Mysterious and weird, was, and then like didn't have any point.
He was a plot device, like just transparently.
Well,
so there was no attempted.
Many years.
There.
How many years did he say he'd been there?
It was like 20. I think it was 20 years.
And
been
his
here 20 years.
His plan that he thought up was terrible.
Just get the right. Seven, go. Get it, go.
So when I first saw him, I was like, oh, okay, there's Willem Dafoe. He kind of had like the monk haircut, which makes sense because it was, what, like 1200 AD or something like that? I don't know. That was the style then. But when I saw him, I was like, oh, he's going to be the old like Western guy that's been here for decades.
Like the
he's
going to
be
Neeson.
The sage.
Yeah, I thought he'd be like, all right, calm down, boys. You don't need to be blah, blah. But he's like, well, I've been striving to steal this black powder too. Yeah. Finally, I found a couple of guys that might want to do it with me.
I've been waiting on some guys just like you to show up.
Yeah, it was dumb. I didn't care for... I wish that they weren't aliens. I think that made it weird. I wish they were like creatures from the deep or something. But there was
like
literally...
Like from underground?
Yeah, there was like millions of them. I'm like, I don't believe that they've stopped me. And then it took them a long time to build that wall. I mean, were there factions of the wall that weren't done? And like, oh, here comes the aliens. Like, I don't know. I just didn't buy some of that. But
I loved the beginning. I thought it looked great, and I thought it had great potential, and it just kind of lost its way. There are pieces that I felt like the chunks were missing. Like when the creature snuck onto the wall and kind of attacked at night, and then all of a sudden, you don't even see anything happen. It's like, oh, he's dead.
He's dead. It was really important.
Well, that was the whole
like,
thing.
I felt
of,
like a big chunk was cut out right there.
That was the second act. It was like suddenly out of nowhere. So Matt Damon's character and then the dude who was Pena from Narcos, the Spaniard, they defeat the Taute, right?
I don't know. You
which
remember
made me
words.
Hungry.
I don't even remember Taute.
Which just made me hungry. I don't know. Anyway, they get up on the wall and then they defeat them. And you see Matt Damon's prowess with his bow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But then suddenly Strategist Wong or whatever his name was, like conveniently comes out of nowhere and he's like,
I can't really remember their name.
Oh, no.
Strategist Wong.
It wasn't like your crack shot, like completely improbable archery that we're celebrating you for. Remember, and they throw up the bowl
and he shoots it
and he deflects it. And then he deflects it only so that he can then like shoot two other arrows
and hold it.
So
it's
like,
cool. Yeah. It's a good trick. It's a circus trick.
Yeah. Now it's up there hanging like a decorative plate on the wall. And everybody's like, yay. And then the guy comes out of nowhere. He's like, but really, that wasn't you at all. It was that damn magnet that you had in your pocket. And they're all like, oh,
no,
well,
no. That's
let's
not,
figure
that
this
wasn't
magnet
it.
Thing out. Oh, that
it wasn't the arrow that helped. It wasn't that one. It was the one that originally attacked them before he, when he like chopped its arm off. They were like, oh, that one would have killed you, but the magnet made it weak.
Oh, yeah, when they were...
Because I don't think he had the magnet he was fighting on the wall. I think that was, like, packed in his stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they were talking about, because they were like, how did he beat this? And he's like,
I feel only slightly better about the whole second act now.
And which accent did Matt Damon have at that time?
It's Irish at some point, I feel like. At some point, I'm like...
But how could he have inferred that? He's like, I wish did you have that Viking magnet when
I
you were out in the middle of nowhere?
Way cooler if they made him a Viking. He looked Vikingish a little
he
bit.
He did. And I think for about 7 minutes of the movie, he actually was a Viking.
He might have been.
I don't know what he was, honestly.
There was a vaguely Norwegian like accent going on there.
No,
there was a Irish, there was English. Like he was
definitely
all over
Welsh,
the place.
Maybe some Pict.
I guess I would have
preferred
there was
just him. Matt Damon.
Not being in it because Southie. I would have liked to see like the one scene where the two creatures are killing the general or whatever and they like look in their swords and you're like, oh, something cool's about
to
happen.
Oh, when you saw the reflection?
I wish that they explored each color of troops to see, oh, this is what they all do really cool and have that
like
all come together. Instead of them all turning into statues in the end.
The leader of the... Kind of like the ground troops who had the scarred face.
And at first you thought he didn't like Matt Damon, but after the arrows he liked him.
I wanted to know more about his character.
Yeah, all of them, right.
A lot of them were just kind of like throwaway characters just there.
Yeah. Or you felt like, oh, I bet if this was a book, these characters have really cool stories.
Because the director, he also, did you ever see Hero with Jet Li?
Yeah, which was actually really good. Okay, you know what? Just like 30 seconds ago, I thought of that film. I was like, there are definitely some...
I thought of it 25 seconds ago.
No.
Ooh, 25.
Oh, I see you've anticipated me. Wait, I thought of it before you.
And he also did the House of Flying Daggers, which was a great movie. Curse of the Golden Flower.
What about the completely unreliable hot air balloons? they're all...
Oh, yeah.
9 out of 10 of them crash.
They all burn up.
Yeah, that was like, oh, okay, they can travel. Like, no, they can't. None of them are going to make it out of this thing.
I would even like to see more of the creatures themselves, because the ones who guarded the queen, you know, there was the one
they're all
queen.
Tough and big.
They're all tough and big, but I want to see them do something.
Right, so they've evolved. And so clearly they were intelligent. They were
before they were dumb
creatures.
Now they're not as dumb.
60 years later, right? Because there's that whole middle section where
they
it's all
like
about them,
technology,
all about them having evolved, right? And that, and Matt Damon's there, and he, of course, naturally figures out like we need to capture one and test it.
So, do they kill a queen every 60 years?
I don't think they've ever killed.
So then,
the queen.
What
I
don't understand is how they drive them back. Do they only last a couple days and eventually give up the fight?
They just like decimate enough of them, and then they retreat or something, and then the queen goes back and she makes more babies, and then they try again.
Like, let's try again.
They're just trying to eat. I mean,
the
wall is 5,500 miles long.
Get enough of them that they just...
And there's big scissors that come out of the middle of the wall, which why didn't they just have those
every
on
time?
All the time.
Yeah,
I love the big scissors.
Why don't you just have that whole that whole cave that they run through when they're coming at them, like laced with black powder.
Why did
hit it?
Why did it take them 2,000 years to figure out just burrow under the damn wall?
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I mean, it took them 2,000 years, and this is a formidable alien intelligence?
No,
I'm not
buying
it.
My theory was that they didn't think of it just then. They've been burrowing under that wall for a long time, and they just never noticed it.
Okay.
Each wave of 60 years, they get, you know, another 10 yards or whatever it is.
Because that granite's tough, and when you're just clawing away with your fingernails,
like,
it's going to take a number of generations.
Distract them with the fighty fights and send the diggy digs down
it's all
there.
A diversion. All of you go that way. Yes. We'll go this way.
Oh. And the more we sit talking about it, the more I dislike it.
Yeah, actually, I would have said, oh, it's not too bad until now.
I would say maybe
it, like,
catch
it
on Netflix if it shows up.
Yes.
If it's visually, between this and Resident Evil 6, I mean, see
like,
this.
Even if you have the money or you have a, what's that called again? Movie Pass?
The Movie Pass.
Movie Pass.
Which is amazing. Which I'll plug anyone interested in Movie Pass. And check it out in our show notes. There's a link. We're going to move on here and change it up a little
bit.
See
you later, Great Wall.
Normal times. We're going to talk about what we're seeing next week and kind of discuss what we think is going to happen.
Ooh.
So I'm going to play a little trailer of what we're seeing this week to discuss next week.
The world is not the same as it was. Mutants. They're gone now.
Not yet. This is what life looks like. People who love each other. A home.
Oh, yeah. Logan, really excited to see this movie.
And so it is not clear how much time has passed between the X-Men movies and this, right? You said it takes place in 2029?
2029.
Because the X-Men movies have always been modern times. Like, they've always been present age since they came out.
So, Andrew, you are a fan of Wolverine and have read quite a few of the books, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And you know all about X.
So, obviously, you've read Old Man Logan, which this is kind of based around. Not based, you know, off of, but they kind of took that idea and made this movie.
Maybe not based on, but inspired.
There you go. Old Man Logan. So, an Old Man Logan, is it the assumption that in the end he's going to be the only mutant that survives?
I don't know. I mean, already from the trailer, I'm seeing that, like in previous installments, movies with Wolverine, that it's going to deviate significantly from the source material.
Well, he looks old, and Charles Xavier looks a little older.
Right.
It looks like Charles Xavier has not aged as much as the Wolverine.
As the Wolverine, right. So yeah, there is that where his healing factor is breaking down. And of course, his healing factor is what keeps him kind of
young and alive.
Factor's breaking down. I didn't know this.
Right. It's increasingly kind of breaking down. So he is aging.
In the Old Man Logan, doesn't he like stop using his claws and stuff and is just kind of like either walking away from everything?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of.
I haven't read the book, so I can't.
Yeah, kind of.
Is it a single graphic novel?
Basically reverts into the state of a Drifter. It's an arc, but it's been collected into a single graphic novel.
So I'm excited to see this. I kind of wasn't at first. I was like, oh, it looks cool. Here's really quick. Saw X-Men 1 and was like, this is awesome. Are they going to start making superhero movies now? Because there hasn't been a lot of them. This is really cool. X-Men 2 came out. Best superhero movie I'd ever seen in my life. I was like,
X2 was amazing.
This is so good.
It's still
X-Men 3 came out. I was like, all right, I'm going to stop the superhero movies now because this is getting ridiculous. This movie sucks. I didn't hate Origins as much as everyone else did. I don't remember thinking it was awesome, but I didn't hate it. I was like, yeah, all right. Then I hated the Japanese one.
The Wolverine?
Yeah.
I love that one.
I hated that one.
So that was James Mangold, who's
also,
I liked this for a
one.
While until I got to the end. That end scene with the Silver Samurai who wasn't the Silver Samurai was super boring.
Right, another place where they kind of play fast and loose with the source material.
And then I liked New Class.
First Class.
Was there a second First Class before Apocalypse?
Days of Future Past.
Where they bring both of them together.
Days of Future Past was basically another Wolverine movie because he was the main star of the movie.
Right.
But I like that one because you got to see everyone die. Which
so this
was
is
awesome.
This is Hugh Jackman's ninth
Apocalypse.
Outing as
well.
Wolverine.
And that one is where they reset the timeline so they could bring all the young, actors they have young in and be like, we can kind of.
And I didn't hate that one.
Start
but I
over.
Hated Apocalypse. It was so.
So
stupid.
Days of Future Past was an amazing. Like one of the very best arcs in Uncanny X-Men, which of course has been around for an awful long time now.
So does this take place catching? In the alternate timeline or the old timeline?
I don't know, honestly.
That's a good question. I'm not sure where they're setting it. But 2029, so presumably what? I mean, Last Stand occurred, if we assume it was present day then. What was that, like 2007?
Well, Days of
like
Future
that?
Past basically resets, like Last Stand didn't happen.
Right, yeah.
So
mercifully,
and then
the Golden Gate Bridge is still intact.
X-Men Apocalypse. That was what, the 70s or the 80s?
Hugh Jackman, is he doing more? Or is this his last?
This is it.
This is the last one.
This is his ninth outing as Wolverine.
Now,
and
this is not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, correct?
Correct, because this one is
still
owned
Fox.
By Fox.
If this is any indication of where they're going, though, if this movie is what people say, they'll probably just keep it and keep going, right?
I mean, Patrick Stewart says this is his last outing as Professor X as well, because he says it's so good.
Does Ian McKellen say it's his last outing as Magneto?
Well, he's not in this.
How do you know? Have you seen it?
That I know of.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is.
I know very little about it, but just from the little.
I know is literally the preview, and I know that the girl is supposed to be
X-23.
His clone. Right. Yep. So the 23rd clone?
I didn't read a lot of the books.
In fact, yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Who is the, now do we know who this villain is that's supposed to be cool? You don't
with
see
the
what
cyborg arm?
Oh, does he have a cyborg arm?
I know that Boyd Holbrook, also in Narcos, incidentally, he is, sounds like he's like the secondary villain or like a minion of the big
whoever
bad.
Whoever the big baddie is.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've seen the big baddie in the trailers.
Well, I'm excited. Maybe it's Sabretooth.
So I guess the premise is...
I mean, he'd still be alive too, right?
What? Charles Xavier and Wolverine are like hiding out or just kind of like...
Xavier lost his power suit
because
he looks
their,
a little lame.
He's in a wheelchair, dude, for a long time.
I guess he is lame.
Well, at least in the previews, it doesn't look like he's using his abilities. Right. But once again, we don't. So, we're just assuming by trailers.
So next week, you can find out if we really liked it or not. I think we will.
I think we will. I, unlike you, I absolutely hated Origins.
I didn't hate it.
Oh, I hated it.
Back to like, that, are we?
Like I was with it until they completely. This is a clean podcast, but so I'll just say pooped on Deadpool at the end of that movie.
Yeah, well, that part was bad. The ending was really bad.
It wasn't just bad.
But I loved Ryan Reynolds as the character he was before they made him into Deadpool. Fade, or what was
he? He was still Deadpool.
He's Deadpool in
Origins. He was Deadpool in Origins.
I don't think they called him Deadpool,
but
he had the two swords. He didn't wear the mask.
Wade Wilson,
right.
He played Wade Wilson in Origins.
Right.
But there was never a Deadpool that was a normal guy with swords, right? He was always just Deadpool. Or is that true? Was he originally like a cool Wade Wilson and then he got jacked up? Because if we go through the movie, he was just a normal guy who then got Deadpooled.
Deadpool.
But anyways, I liked the character.
He was basically Deadpool without the
Origins.
Mask. I mean, he was very snarky.
Yeah, I liked him.
You know, he had all the skill that Deadpool had.
Yeah, the Deadpool thing they turned him into was stupid.
I honestly don't know much about the origin of Deadpool.
Which they made fun of in the Deadpool movie.
Which the Deadpool movie is, I think, one of the top comic movies. I loved it.
Oh my gosh, I do not put it in my top list.
It was great.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
So I'm very excited. I'm very nervous about Logan.
That's the best "quote unquote" X-Men movie that Fox has made is Deadpool.
Really? Better than X2?
That's the Fox one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
I guess I never realized that.
With Colossus.
Yeah, I liked Deadpool. I
resent this whole thing because like X-Men have really been boxed out of everything commercially. It's this whole whatever. Feud, I guess, between the properties. What between Fox and Disney? I don't want to open up that can.
Fox owns the rights to the X-Men.
They finally beat out Sony with Spider-Man, so maybe they can eventually.
Yeah, so Sony and Marvel came to an agreement to kind of have Spider-Man.
Oh, I bet Marvel's throwing money at
the Spider Hatchet
at Fox or Disney.
I think Disney and Marvel have tried to get X-Men, and Fox is still doing
their own.
They haven't tried hard enough.
Yeah. As soon as X-Men can get in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all bets are off. So we are super excited to see Logan. Mm,
yeah.
And we really look
Too
forward
excited.
To...
I'm nervous about my excitement.
Letting That's you know just, what we think about it next week.
Boom. Yes. Is there any hidden things after the credits?
We will find out. We will find out for you.
Okay.
Anything you're watching at home right now?
I got lots.
Oh, boy. You always have lots.
Why don't you start?
No, I have the
best
things.
I think you watch stuff more than any human.
You start,
I have the best things
we'll
that I've in for a while. First off, you need to see it's on Amazon Prime, Captain Fantastic. If I had seen it before we did our top list of 2016, it would have been in my top. It is the best movie I've seen in a long time. I loved it. Captain Fantastic, you should see it.
Not a superhero movie. Importantly.
But Legion. There's been three episodes.
Yeah, another X-Men universe.
About Julius Caesar?
And I was going to say, if Logan's good and if Legion's any indication, then Fox is doing some awesome stuff because Legion is literally the best superhero
the
TV
character,
show I've ever seen.
The character in Legion is the... Like, it's separate from that universe of X2, but it's that character in X2 that...
Oh, it's supposed to be that Stryker has in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Yes. Apparently, this character in the comic books is Professor X's son, but that's not. They're not doing that in this TV show. But it is that character. But they're not exploring any of that. Actually, you have no idea where this lies in any of the Professor X. So I think they're keeping all that stuff separate. It's not
connected to that universe at all.
I don't know. Not so far yet. They're using the word mutants. They don't use, there's a...
So this is a Fox property?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on FX.
It is amazing. It is so well done, so well acted. Aubrey Plaza is actually in it.
All right.
And I can't figure out who she is. I can't figure out who's real and who's not real. I can't figure out what's... It's...
Maybe her and Star-Lord will cross paths.
So good. And it's... It had you right in the beginning because you just don't... The actor is a very good actor. I guess he's Beast in the new Beauty and the Beast movie. And he's also in Downton Abbey. I don't know.
Yeah, Downton Abbey. Can't believe I said that out loud.
No, I can't say how I just. It's
is this
really,
like Agents
really
of S.H.I.E.L.D. where I have to go no, no, no. like 16
it is
episodes
way better
in to
than
really.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because yeah. you like it from the beginning. And you just don't. It's so well done. It's just such a cool movie. It's,
Legion.
So you need to see that. And the second one, and I only fell asleep. I watched
this is number three.
Last episode of Legion. Sorry, the third one. And I fell asleep. And then when I woke up, Hulu was telling me to watch.
Hulu was telling you?
Yeah. So, yeah.
And you were vulnerable and blurry-eyed. And you're like,
and
okay,
I was like,
Hulu.
Thanks, who? I'll check it out. And Powerless. Powerless
which
has
you were.
Alan Tudyk in it. Alan Tudyk in it.
It's Canadian. It's Tudyk.
And
K2SO.
Yes. And,
or the pilot from Firefly.
And the Indian gentleman from Community. The tall, skinny guy.
Dev Patel.
This takes place in the DC universe. So this is a DC film or a TV show.
Helpless?
And it's called Powerless.
Powerless.
And
Hopeless.
It is about people Powerless. Who live in a city that superheroes are, but it has nothing to do with the superheroes.
And they're normal.
It has everything to do with just people who try to survive every day when their train's getting crashed and buildings are falling down. And so they work for a company who makes products like, hey, if jack-o'-lanterns throwing fireballs in the middle of the street and it hits your phone, we have a phone case that's, you know, fireproof. Or we have an umbrella that blocks rubble. Like, they just are trying to sell. And they're Wayne Corps. And Alan Tudyk plays Ron Wayne, who's Bruce Wayne's cousin, who lets him run this part of the company.
So this is like the anti-Michael Bay film.
It is hilarious. And, like, the very first episode, they find a batarang, and they're, like, hidden in something. They find it in a piece of rubble, and they're like, oh my gosh, a batarang. And they're freaking out over who gets to keep the batarang, and...
is it kind of tongue in cheek?
Yes.
Like smart?
There's only been four episodes. Alan Tudyk is like horribly pissed at Batman because one time he was pursuing someone and the Batmobile hit his rear view mirror, and he's like, that cost $3,000. And then and then they had the batarang, and he's like, well, Batman is going to come back for this. He doesn't leave anything behind. And Alan Tudyk is like, including his insurance information. And I'm like, this is so funny and witty and refreshingly just fun to watch. You're like smiling because it's just a good time to watch.
Over to you, Brad.
I don't know if I can follow that. I haven't really been watching too much lately.
You watched Prometheus.
I watched Prometheus, which we are going to do a throwback review here soon.
I watched 35 minutes of Prometheus.
If we can find Michael.
If Michael
comes back from North Dakota.
And I will say, I know we're not talking about Prometheus. I did forget how cool the beginning scene is where he like creates
where
life
the dude's like skinny dipping in the waterfall.
Yeah, it's cool.
So yeah, I've watched the new Planet Earth 2 on BBC America.
Ooh, what was Planet Earth 1?
It was all about Planet Earth. It's a nature show.
It's not a DC show.
Is it Mars
Earth
terraforming?
1, Earth 2?
No, it's just just a nature show where going around. My boys are really into animals right now, so we started watching that, and it's a fun show. So I would say Planet Earth 2, BBC America. There's only two episodes out right now. But
where are you watching it? Netflix?
On the BBC America app.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
There is.
Since last time, I finished Narcos.
Okay.
But I already talked about that.
Yes.
Thank you.
What else?
For that.
It's here. I don't
so
know
what else?
One.
What else did I watch? I watched Frontier. Which is a Netflix original with Jason Momoa.
I watched about 20 minutes of it, and I couldn't.
What is it about?
His shaggy beard drew me in, and this huge leather coat that he wears.
All right, and what do they do on the frontier? Like frontiersmen?
It's all about fur trapping
about
in Quebec. And kind of the power play, these different factions that are fighting the Americans. It's post-Revolutionary War.
It's very Game of Thrones violent, too.
You're right. There's definitely a Game of Thrones element to it, in the sense that there's a lot of intrigue between
different
factions.
And it's not just because
factions,
he's in it, but...
But it was good. I love historical fiction.
You watch them all?
Like The Great Wall. And Khal Drogo was in it. If you like Khal Drogo, you might like Frontier. Boom. Done. Go.
Off to the movies. We're off to see Logan.
Logan.
And thanks for checking out the cinema, guys.
Michael, we love you. Wherever you are, buddy.
Rest in peace.
We will see you at the movies. Pew!